Lindy England seemed to be saying that the photographs were nothing less than an elaborate piece of PSYOPS theater. She said the PSYOPS people who told her to keep doing it, it's getting what we need, did not wear name tags. I was beginning to wonder whether the scenarios had in fact been carefully calculated by a PSYOPS cultural specialist to present a vision that would most repel young Iraqi men. Could it be that the acts captured in the photographs were not the point at all, and the photographs themselves were the thing? Were the photographs intended to be shown only to individual Iraqi prisoners to scare them into cooperating, rather than getting out and scaring the whole world? After I heard the interview with Lindy England, I dug out my notes of my time at PSYOPS. The unit had let me into their Fort Bragg headquarters to show me their CD collection in October 2003, the same month that the Abu Ghraib pictures had been taken. I skimmed through all the talk of unfulfilled needs and desired behavior until I found my conversation with the friendly boffin in civilian clothing, the senior cultural analyst called Dave, who specializes in the Middle East. Our conversation had at the time seemed innocuous. We were talking about PSYOPS products in general. All PSYOPS materials are known as products, their radio shows, their leaflets, and so on. As I reread my notes, what he had said to me took on a whole new resonance. We think about how an Iraqi will react to our products, not how an American will react to our products, he said. He told me they had boards, committees of military analysts and specialists, who look at each product to see whether it furthers the cause of U.S. foreign policy. And if it passes muster, he said, we'll produce it, either here or forward, in Iraq. Then Dave spoke about how the target audience for their products, Iraqi forces or Iraqi civilians or Iraqi detainees, are not always the most willing customers. It's not like selling coke, he said. Sometimes you're trying to sell someone something that you know they might not want in their hearts. So it causes ambiguities and problems, and they have to think about it. It's more like selling someone vitamin D to drink, something they may not want, but they need it to survive. Interesting, I said. It causes ambiguities, he said.